This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday urged Republicans who run the Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the presidential election. Mr. Trump says he's already has a short list of possible Supreme Court nominees.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call for a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining Supreme Court justices and two former colleagues are speaking out about their colleague Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87. AP's Ben Thomas.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. She had been battling cancer on and off. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amid an exceptionally busy Atlantic hurricane season, the Texas coast is preparing for a tropical storm that could strengthen into a hurricane before breaching its shores in the days ahead. Both the city of Galveston and Galveston County issued voluntary evacuation orders ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Officials say the system could approach hurricane strength as it approaches Texas Monday. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning in Texas and Louisiana. Meanwhile, a tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda due to Hurricane Teddy. President Donald Trump Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump says he supports a proposed deal between Oracle and Walmart for the U.S. operations of TikTok.
They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company.
And about 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says that he is recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he is being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. AP's Zaria Shackley.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Thousands of protesters flooded Belarusian cities for 6 weeks of demonstrations to demand an end to the 26-year rule of the country's president, Alexander Lukashenko, including people of all ages, professions, and social groups. And while younger people make up the bulk of the protests pushing for his resignation after the August 9th vote, that opposition sees as rigged many retirees who has also joined the daily demonstration. Some of them spoke to the Associated Press about their motives and hopes. One said the police don't beat elderly protesters as much as the young ones. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.